Welcome back to Coastal Connection. I'm Brian Russo. Tourism is, of course, one of the biggest industries here on the coast, but tourism is much more than just trying to get people to come to the beaches. This is a fact that my next guest knows all too well. Lisa Challenger is the tourism director for Worcester County. Lisa Challenger, welcome to Coastal Connection.
Hi.
It's interesting to note that, of course, Ocean City is located in Worcester County.
Right.
But the tourism director for Worcester County doesn't handle Ocean City. Ocean City has their own thing. They have a budget that exceeds, I believe, $5 million
Correct.
To advertise tourism.
Correct.
Talk about, you know, your arm in the tourism wheel, so to speak.
Yeah, our budget is much smaller. We're located in Snow Hill. And as you said, we do cover the whole county from the Virginia line on up. And our budget, in comparison to Ocean City's, we have about a $400,000 advertising budget. And we promote Assateague Island, which is very, very popular, and Berlin, Snow Hill, Pocomoke City. The county does have another beautiful state park, Pocomoke River State Park on the Pocomoke River. We really work on offering folks in Ocean City who are here options of other things they can do and try to get them moving throughout the county, spending a little more money. And we heavily promote lots of outdoor activities, lots of paddling options now and stand-up paddleboarding. And we have the new place in Pocomoke City, the Del Mar Discovery Center, and Berlin with its new designation as America's coolest small town. See a lot of traffic in Berlin these days, foot traffic, people shopping, and it's great.
Talk about the relationship between sort of what Ocean City is trying to do from a tourism perspective and then what the county is trying to do. Is there sort of a collaborative working together, so everybody sort of benefits from all the people who are here. Talk about that collaboration between the
two. Yeah, absolutely. There's a great relationship there. And we understand that Ocean City has the hotel rooms, and that's where people are going to stay. And if we can get them to come and visit Berlin for the day or to partake in an activity off the beach, whether it's golfing or going to Assateague, it's a great relationship. And if we can have the visitor maybe want to stay longer or extend their stay, because there's lots of other options of things to do besides the beach and the boardwalk, then it helps everybody. It helps both of us.
Let's talk about the town of Berlin, which is, you know, over the course of the past few years, and we both live in Berlin,
yep.
We should say. You know, it's just had this explosive sort of renaissance where when I bought a house in Berlin, it closed up at 5 o'clock. It was predominantly made of people who've been there for decades, generations. Now there's much more an influx of younger couples and younger families that are moving into there. You know, this coolest small town designation that happened recently has sort of put Berlin on a whole new plane.
Yeah.
How has that changed how you promote Worcester County? You know, does it make your job easier to have something like that?
Yeah, it really has. And I am glad you mentioned it because I noticed it too. The young people that are in Berlin and that are getting involved in the arts and entertainment district and helping with the whole Main Street project. And I think it's some of those programs through the state that have really helped elevate and market Berlin. And it's so cool to see other Maryland towns calling Berlin all the time, asking, what are you doing that we need to do? What's your secret that we need to copy? You know, tell us, give us some pointers.
You know, you look at Snow Hill, another historic town, another aesthetically pleasing town, a little further south in Worcester County, that is trying to do a very similar thing.
Right.
What's holding up their progress at this point? Where are they in their journey?
Berlin benefits because it is so close to the beach, mm-hmm. and to drive from the beaches to the town, it's a very quick kind of thoughtless, oh, let's just head over there. Snow Hill may take a little more planning. It's a little farther away, and it is the county seat, so there's a lot of government, and government is closed on weekends. Government isn't there on holidays. The town does close down at 4:30 when that government bell rings, everybody's out the door. And in some ways, you know, it's been a huge help for Snow Hill to have the county seat there and have all the commerce and things that the county brings. And in other ways, I think it's really hurt because there's not a lot of retail and mm-hmm. commercial activity, because so many of the buildings are related to government. So their huge asset is the river, mm-hmm. and they're right on the Pocomoke River, and they are an arts and entertainment district as well. They are trying to really grasp tourism as their industry. They've got some bed and breakfasts. And so it's just a charming, charming town. And I just think the collection of old homes there, just magnificent.
Mm. And I get a similar feeling when I go to Pocomoke City, because mm-hmm. sometimes those two towns, as historic and beautiful as they are, sometimes it's sort of forgotten about, because mm-hmm. so much of the focus is right off the Route 50 corridor, Ocean City. Oh, there's Berlin, maybe Ocean Pines. Economically speaking, Snow Hill and Pocomoke have struggled far more than some of the northern parts of Worcester County since the recession.
Yeah.
As a tourism director, obviously tourism will help create that recovery. So as you look at Pocomoke City and Snow Hill, what's been your strategies as far as sort of drawing people down and getting them there?
Well, for the southern end of the county, I guess, Snow Hill and Pocomoke, we also do a lot of advertising and marketing in Chincoteague. Mm-hmm. Chincoteague is very closer for Pocomoke City than Ocean City is. And we, again, really try to pull those summer vacationers off the beaches to come to the Pocomoke River Discovery Center, catch a great movie at the Marva Theater. They have a brand new waterfront restaurant in Pocomoke City adjacent to Cypress Park, which has a fabulous nature trail. I mean, you can really spend a day there. They've come a long way.
As you look at your day-to-day, what are your biggest challenges moving forward to continue this growth?
Well, you know, we always feel like money is an issue, and having money to work on what we call in the tourism industry product development, to really develop things for tourists to do before you want to go out there and advertise and spend lots of money. You want to make sure there's lots of things for visitors to do.
Sure. And just sort of an extension of that, you know, I've spoken many times with Bill Badger, who's, you know, the economic development director mm-hmm. in Worcester County. And, you know, he seems to say over and over again, if we keep bringing businesses to the coast, and certainly in Pocomoke City and in Snow Hill, mm-hmm. that recovery and that growth that Berlin has seen mm-hmm. when it started filling up all its shops,
yeah.
it's just going to mimic what's happened
yeah.
in Berlin.
And it will happen. And I was so excited thinking it was going to happen a lot sooner. And we saw some brand new, beautiful luxury condos built in Pocomoke on the river. So I really thought, oh, that's more people living downtown, better for local businesses. And then the market kind of went south and all that development had stopped. But it's going to work its way down here.
We've been speaking with Lisa Challenger. She is the tourism director for Worcester County. Lisa, always nice to see you. And thank you so much, Brian. To learn more about the work that Lisa does, click to our website, wamucoast.org. We'll end today's show on the Ocean City Boardwalk, near the famous carousel that's been part of Trimper's rides for more than 100 years. Parents hold their toddlers tight as they climb on board the ride's colorfully painted ponies, and nearby, other kids take a spin on a ride known as the Fairy Whip, while older siblings head for the bumper cars. It's a scene that would have looked pretty familiar to Ocean City vacationers 50 or even 75 years ago.
So if you close your eyes and stand near the carousel, you can probably imagine a little bit what it's like, maybe if you squint.
That's Monica Thrash, a Trimper's employee who just wrote a book about this unique Ocean City attraction and the family behind it. It's called Trimper's Rides, and Thrash took some time recently at the start of her shift to talk with our managing producer, Tara Boyle. They met up right outside Trimper's merry-go-round building, which is one of the oldest structures in the resort.
This part here was actually remnants of the Eastern Shore Hotel, one of the earliest properties acquired by Daniel Trimper, the founder of the park.
Let's talk about Mr. Trimper and he's essential to the story of Trimper's here in Ocean City. Take us back to the 1800s when he first came here.
He and his wife visited here on vacation. They lived in Baltimore. He was a German immigrant and had started, when he arrived here, ran a tobacco company and some saloons with his family in Baltimore. And when he came here on vacation, all there was one or two hotels in town. There was no electricity. But he saw something in the town, some potential there. He was a great entrepreneur and always looked for opportunities for entertaining crowds in Baltimore. He did catering and things of that nature as well. So it seemed like anywhere anything was happening, he was there to be a part of it. And he came, bought one of the hotels called the Seabright and ran that for a while and purchased the property slowly on either side of it and built it into this entertainment complex we still have today.
The carousel was one of the first things that he established in terms of family entertainment, right? Can you talk a little bit about how that name came to be synonymous with entertainment here in Ocean City?
He had carousels of some sort from almost the very beginning, and he had done so well with them. In 1912, he went ahead and made a purchase of a Herschel Spillman menagerie carousel. It's a very large piece, and it is still in operation today in the exact same spot. The building built over it was built especially for it. The previous carousels had been housed just slightly to the left, about where the bumper cars are today. The carousel itself has gone through restoration after many, many years of use and is kept up piece by piece today. The same artist who did the restoration is still with us doing the repairs, and she'll take a horse or a single animal out during the season and perk it up to try to keep the whole carousel looking good all the time.
Tell me about how storms over the years have affected the operations for the Trimper family.
Originally, the property was, the ocean came right up to the front. There was next to no distance between where the hotels were, essentially the early boardwalk, and the ocean. It wasn't, and storms, any kind of storm of any size would blow down the hotels along the front, and they would have to rebuild. And the hotels along there, he rebuilt them three or four times and just kept doing it. And one of the things I found I admired most about Mr. Trimper was this tenacity, this not giving in, not giving up, rebuilding and not giving up on Ocean City at all. The big storm in 1933 that cut the inlet turned out to be a blessing for this particular property as well as for the town. It cut the fishing lane so that the bay was, you could go into calm waters to get on a boat to go in to do very deep sea fishing. Go back before, they used to have to haul the boats out onto the beach and push them into the ocean in that way, which was a lot more work intensive and dangerous. But also the steps the city took to preserve the inlet caused the sand to build up in front of the property up here and built a huge amount of land between the ocean and the property, saving us now from the ravages of storms that the early Trimpers faced.
What's your personal relationship to this story? I know you work here at Trimpers.
I've worked here for so long, and there's a lot of us that, I came here from college. I actually am one of the few people that don't have childhood memories of Trimpers. I'm from Salisbury, but my family really weren't beach people and didn't come to Ocean City much. I came here with friends and things, but I'm one that didn't have the nostalgia memories of Trimpers as a child, but I came here looking for summer work at college and didn't want to do food. And so I thought, well, I'll go run rides. And I did. I started off as a ride operator, and the next year I went up, did office work, and I've been there. I went to California for a while, but came back home and came back. But they're more or less my family as well now. My godson is one of the family members, and so I'm very attached to them. And they're really great people to work for. They really, Granville's daughters, Linda Holloway and Stephanie Lewis, are just so dedicated, and they pass down the same focus on the business that they learned from their father, and I'm sure he learned from his father on up to the original Daniel. So it's important to me to work for people that believe in what they're doing.
What was the process like of researching and putting this book together? I'm guessing these photos were not just sort of laid out nicely for you somewhere to put in a book.
No, there had been questions that had come up, things that lore, stories and things over the years that would either conflict with something else, and I was curious. I like doing research on my own, on the side, and I just had been digging around into their family's past to see what I could find. And so I had done a great deal of historical search on the property prior to being approached to do the book. The pictures were a bit more of a struggle. There weren't a lot of, because the property was so much of the rides and things were indoors, obviously nobody had flash and things. A lot of the pictures that are from the early days are on the front, on the boardwalk, just looking up the boardwalk. So finding pictures, older pictures, I wasn't really sure whether I'd be able to find enough of them. And you end up just asking people to bring you the pictures that they have. And we were, it got to be hard because a lot of people, when you take a picture, you're taking a picture of your child in a ride, not taking a picture of the ride. And we certainly here have never gone around just taking the pictures of the rides for the ride's sake. It's usually, so finding pictures of different things were a challenge. And also, I couldn't even find my own pictures. I didn't have that many, but I couldn't even find mine, so I could hardly blame other people for not being able to find all their old photo albums in time. So that was hard, because everyone wanted to, but getting them to actually go and get the pictures out of the attic, that was more of a struggle.
One thing that really struck me when I was reading the book and looking at the photos is that this place seems very much to kind of capture a little slice of Ocean City when it was still kind of a small town and a quieter place. And it's ironic in some ways that history is captured in the form of an amusement park. I think that's not what people would necessarily expect, but Trimper's, it does really seem to serve that role here.
Yes, one of our biggest strengths and one of the ways that I think Trimper's is special versus, you know, yes, we don't have the space to put some of the big, exciting rides that you have at a Six Flags or a Disney or something like that. But what we do have is this slice of history and people's history that they put their kid on that ride or their mother went on that ride when they were little and it was the first. And it's that real tangible sense of nostalgia, personal nostalgia, as well as, goodness, this ride has been in the exact same place for, you know, 100 years. It's just really kind of neat. And I think that a lot of it, it's American history. It's not just, yes, there are German carvers on there, but it's an American company that sold it. The little kiddie rides are a Coney Island company. It's all parts of American history, and I think that that's something also special in a town like Ocean City, that there's so many things that go on and our modern lives are getting more global. It's kind of nice to have also this little slice of small town America.
Well, Monica, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me.
Thanks for asking me.
That was Monica Thrash, author of Trimper's Rides, speaking with Coastal Connections' Tara Boyer. If you have a favorite memory or photo from Trimper's and you'd like to share it with us, you can reach us at coastal@wamu.org. Or you can just find us on Facebook. I'm Brian Russo, and you're listening to Coastal Connection. Have a great weekend.